UK Exit Secretary Steve Barclay has told a House of Commons committee today that the British government will comply with a request for an extension if a deal has not been passed on Saturday. Mr Barclay was being questioned by the Labour MP Hilary Benn, whose bill obliges Boris Johnson to request an extension in those circumstances.
Can you confirm for the committee, as the Secretary of State, that in those circumstances he will send the letter?
I confirm that the government will abide by what it set out in that letter.
Indeed. Which will involve sending a letter, is that right?
You read it out, and I refer back to that text.
Well, that's hopeful that you have confirmed that he will send that letter.
Let's go to London now, and Laura Hughes, political correspondent with the Financial Times. If what we're hearing is right, that letter might not be needed, Laura. What are you hearing there?
Yes, or there is also a possibility that the letter might be sent on Saturday, and that actually the EU could help Boris Johnson out by extending Article 50 for a very small period of time, this technical extension that everybody's talking about, that would allow a deal, if it is secured, to get through the House of Commons. Because, of course, the timeline here is so incredibly short that Number 10 might find themselves in a position where actually this Hilary Benn bill turns out to be very helpful, because they can say that it's Parliament that's called for the extension of Article 50. The EU might be able to in turn help Boris Johnson out by, like I said, actually only extending it for a very small period of time just to get everything over the line and done and dusted.
And Jeremy Corbyn has said today that from what he's seen, this is not a deal that he could support. What's the significance of that, Laura?
I mean, it's not too surprising that Jeremy Corbyn is saying that, because he has been opposed to every deal that every Conservative Prime Minister has put forward to the Commons over the last few years, because from their perspective, they want to be able to go into a general election and either say, well, look, the Conservatives failed to get a deal that went, you know, was passed in the House of Commons, or they'll want to call it a bad Conservative Brexit. So that isn't a surprise, but we do think there are probably around 9 Labour MPs that could support a deal if it is put to a vote on Saturday, or if there is an indicative vote on Saturday that gives the EU the heads up that actually what is being proposed does have a chance of getting through the Commons.
What about support from the Conservatives and those who used to be Conservative but were kicked out of the party after they voted against the government the last time? I was reading somewhere today that perhaps only 6 of them might get behind this deal. Have you anything on that?
They are being quite cagey, but of course, if you are Philip Hammond or David Gawk, the point that they have repeatedly made is Brexit would have been done and delivered if the likes of Boris Johnson had voted for it in the past. So I actually think that anyone that has voted for the deal in the 3 times it came before Parliament under Theresa May, it will be very hard for them to vote against it. They're being quite cagey on this point. I think a lot of them are sceptical that there is going to be a deal and haven't quite worked out their strategy. But I actually think a few more than that, when it comes to it, will vote for the deal.
Okay, Laura, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you very much for joining us. Laura Hughes from the Financial Times.